We're learning about Delta 8 THC, a new cannabinoid on the rise. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here. It's been called a marijuana cousin or weed light. It's derived from hemp plants. Some states like Michigan have new laws on the books for this drug that is very similar to Delta 9 THC, the primary active ingredient of marijuana. So what questions do you have about THC derivatives in hemp products? What about the effects of Delta 8? It's 800-642-1234. Amy Miles is Director of Forensic Toxicology at the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene. Amy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, break this down for us. Give us a fuller sense of what Delta 8 THC is.
Sure. Delta 8 is derived from CBD or hemp, and when the Farm Bill Act in 2018 was revamped, it sort of created this legal loophole that a lot of us, including myself, sometimes have to question whether or not Delta 8 is in fact legal or illegal. What we do know about it from a scientific standpoint is that we don't know much. We really haven't studied Delta 8 very well, and we know that it's similar to Delta 9 because it's kind of like a chemical cousin, but it doesn't have the same binding affinity to the receptors as Delta 9 does. So that's pretty much the extent of what we know. There are studies that are going on right now to better understand it, but at this point, we really are scratching our heads a bit about, is it as impairing as Delta 9 or what we would consider regular marijuana? And does it have any harmful effects? We just don't know for sure.
What is the 8 in Delta 8? Is that like the molecule itself?
Yeah. So Delta 8 and Delta 9 are really similar. Again, they're like cousins to each other. The 8 and the 9 are just different because they have what we call a double bond that's located on different sets of chains of carbon atoms. So basically, they are structurally really similar, but they just have, if you think of like you've got your five fingers on your hand and you have your thumb in one spot and your pinky in the other, and it's always that way, maybe on Delta 8, the thumb is on the opposite side of the pinky or something to that extent. So it's really similar, and that's why we know a little bit about it, but not enough to provide guidance or understanding to people to know how it will affect them.
And Delta 8 is psychoactive. It produces a high sensation, right?
That, again, is a little unclear. If you think about drugs, any drug, they all bind to what we call receptors in your body. And so for cannabis or THC, Delta 9 THC, it binds to really specific receptors. So kind of like in the winter, you put your beanie cap on your head and it fits really well and it does what you need it to do. It covers your ears, keeps your head warm. Delta 8 also is the same way. It does bind to that same receptor. So again, thinking of that beanie or that cap in the winter, but it doesn't quite fit the same. And so because it's not quite covering that whole receptor or that beanie isn't covering your whole head, we know it's not offering the same effects, but we just don't know the full extent.
I just love your analogies. They just really, they really help so much, Amy. Let me introduce you. Amy Miles is Director of Forensic Toxicology at the State Laboratory of Hygiene. She's explaining Delta 8 THC, a hemp-derived cannabinoid that is legally permitted through the latest farm bill. Taking your questions, you can join in. What questions do you have about THC derivatives in CBD or in hemp products? What do you want to know? 800-642-1234. So, Amy, Delta 8 is not CBD. Can you explain there the difference?
Yeah, they're, again, they're similar. So CBD often is extracted from the hemp plant, and then it's modified in a bunch of different chemical reactions to generate or create the Delta 8. So sort of like Delta 9, they're related and they're cousins. The big difference, though, between CBD and Delta 8 are CBD really, you know, again, going back to that beanie example, CBD is really more like your earmuffs, or maybe it's those crummy scarves that you kind of put around your head to cover your ears. So it just doesn't have nearly the same effect as we know Delta 9 does. And then again, you know, we're kind of questioning Delta 8.
So what regulations exist in Wisconsin over Delta 8 or products that advertise having Delta 8?
There are a number of municipalities throughout the state that are working to prohibit the purchase in people under the age of 18 and some of those other types of scenarios. We have had reports from law enforcement that they're pulling people over for impaired driving, and people look to be impaired and they have Delta 8 products. And then when the sample is sent to us to do the testing, we are seeing Delta 8, but we're also seeing Delta 9. So whether those people consumed marijuana in addition to taking the Delta 8 product, or if the illicit marijuana is in the Delta 8 product, we don't know because we don't actually get the products. We just test the biological samples we get.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, is there a problem with products being sold and marketed as Delta 8 and not actually being pure Delta 8 and having these trace cannabinoids in them?
Definitely. And this is just like what we talked about the last time I was with you and your show was, you know, none of these products are regulated by anyone. So pretty much anything can be in them. And I was speaking with some law enforcement that said they had the plant material that they had that was labeled as Delta 8 tested. And when I asked for the scope of testing or, you know, how many different drugs does that lab test for, they really were only looking for marijuana and Delta 8 and nothing else. Hmm. And when we look at our testing here at the laboratory, again, we're finding all sorts of other things in those samples in addition to that Delta 8. So whether the individual is taking those other things or the product they bought had them in there, we don't know. And that's why it's, we just want to make sure from a public health standpoint that we're just cautioning people that, you know, if you purchase these products while they are legal in Wisconsin, you really don't know what you're buying and just be very, very careful.
So your toxicology report might be this like chemical soup, if you will.
Yes, we often are referred to as Greek mythologists in a way because we report these drugs and people, it's Greek to them, they don't understand it. So we do get a lot of phone calls from just individuals trying to understand the report that we sent and how could there be these other compounds in there when they only took that over-the-counter product.
Do you have any sense in how Delta 8 is being ingested?
It depends. It's a lot like marijuana. A lot of what we are hearing from people are they are either edible product, so like a gummy bear or a cookie or something like that. We've heard of people smoking it just like you would marijuana. So it really does kind of trend right along with what you would expect with marijuana.
There's another isomer, Delta 10 THC. So what then is Delta 10?
So Delta 10 is a lot like the 8 beanie cap in that we know it doesn't bind as well as Delta 9 to our receptors. But here again, it has not been researched as extensively as Delta 9, so we really don't know much about it.
I feel like we're at this kind of experimental experimental chemistry lab.
It does feel that way, and that's why it's a little alarming from the public health side of it with what we do that, you know, a lot of our testing is to support law enforcement and the testing that they need, but it's also to take everything in as a holistic view and see what is happening out there in the population and what are the negative effects to potential public health issues. So we really do try to look at all of our testing as more than just we're supporting law enforcement, but we really are looking at this as a public health issue because, you know, buyers don't always know what they're buying or what they're consuming, and we try to do the best we can to educate.
Amy Miles is Forensic Toxicology Director at the State Hygiene Lab. What do you want to know about the safety of Delta 8? Do you think the drug should be legal? Do you work in law enforcement? What do you think people should know about marijuana derivatives? What are you seeing out there? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with Amy Miles here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about toxicology analysis, evaluating the drugs in a person's system, and Delta 8, a hemp derivative that's been called marijuana light. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We have Amy Miles, the toxicology section director at the State Lab of Hygiene, which receives about 20,000 specimens, by the way, each year for alcohol, drug testing, or both. Have you tested positive for illegal marijuana use after using a CBD or hemp product? Share your experience with us. What concerns do you have about an unregulated chemical? Join in 800-642-1234. Amy is with us for about 10 more minutes. So, Amy, after neighboring states like Michigan and Illinois legalized marijuana, how much has your testing caseload changed?
That's actually a great question. We weren't entirely sure if it would affect our testing at all in terms of numbers. And really, both Illinois and Michigan was, I think, December of 2019, and then Illinois was early in 2020. You know, initially, we didn't really think we saw a difference, but we also had COVID last year, which mm-hmm. changed things quite a bit. Now, when we're looking at all of 2020, marijuana testing versus where we are right now so far in this year, we are set right now to eclipse almost double the testing that we did last year. So the numbers that I'm looking at as of today, we've almost reached the total of what we did all of last year. So we are definitely seeing an increase in our THC casework.
Is there a backlog?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, you try to prepare for everything. And like I said, COVID was one of those things that really none of us were prepared for, but we were here business as usual and did our best to keep chipping away at the samples that came in. But we just became very overwhelmed. So right now we probably have about 1,800 cases in backlog just for THC testing because we simply can't keep up.
Let's bring in a call now. Billy is joining us from Adams. Billy, hi. What is your question?
I was just wondering what the health and risk factors are with this Delta 8 and with the chemicals that are put into them.
Yeah, the health effects. What do you know, Amy?
That's actually such a great question, Billy, and it's really insightful, and I'm glad you're asking it. I think a lot of people just don't really think about that because we're so used to having marijuana just around for decades. Again, we don't know enough about Delta 8 to really say. There is a potential to have cross-reactivity or cross-reactions with other medications that you're taking, whether they're just maybe a vitamin, an over-the-counter, or prescription. And then if there are other things that are in these products, that causes even a greater risk because usually the things that are also in these products, such as synthetic cannabinoids, are things that are, again, not by prescription. They're not legal and very understudied. So we know quite a bit about synthetic cannabinoids to this point, but not enough to know more specifics about how it could react in your body with certain other drugs. So it really is a risk, and we just want people to be careful when they think about purchasing any products anywhere.
Let's go to Missy now in Milwaukee. Hi, Missy. What is on your mind?
Hi. I am wondering about kind of the subculture in Milwaukee and maybe like a placebo effect. I know that a lot of people who have perceived CBD to have a high, and I'm just kind of wondering how much of that has been studied in the case about how much of that might be psychological.
That's actually also a very good question, Missy. And that's something scientists think about all the time is that placebo effect. And you're right. It is entirely possible that someone is actually given something that's not going to be psychoactive or cause any sort of impairment, but they're going to feel like they are, or they're going to believe that they have some sort of reaction or impairment to it. And that's very real. Again, we look at that. The placebo effect is a very well-studied and understood phenomenon throughout science. So you're hitting the nail right on the head with that question.
We're talking with Amy Miles, Director of Forensic Toxicology at the State Laboratory of Hygiene, as we look at cannabis products synthesized from CBD, Delta 8 in particular, and what they mean for health. 800-642-1234. You know, Amy, more than a dozen states have banned Delta 8 THC and others are developing rules right now. Are regulators, do you think their regulators are behind on this one?
To a certain extent, they are, and a little of that is just the science isn't there either. You know, you can't blame them for not regulating something that we really hadn't studied and we didn't really educate anyone on. So I think it's just a twofold where, from a scientific standpoint, we really hadn't been giving Delta 8 or Delta 10 the attention we probably should have over the years just to better study it and understand it. And so when people want to make any kind of laws or regulations banning it or just at least limiting its resource, you know, we can't really give them a whole lot of guidance. And we're seeing it come up in a lot of different ways in a lot of different places, which also is really confusing when people ask us just general blanket questions about the legality of these drugs. Because people are kind of doing it differently, we don't ever really know.
Mike now in Russ County. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about purity in general. It's not only the ultimate conformers or isomers of the THC molecule, but there's also all of the solvents and the precursors and starting materials these people have to use in order to manufacture the alternate forms. And, you know, these aren't quality labs. These are not pharmaceutical labs with a major pharmaceutical company doing, you know, very stringent quality procedures to clean up their final products. You know, these are fly-by-night designer drug labs. And, man, I would be just as much or more worried about some of those products than whether it's Delta 8, Delta 9, whatever.
The materials needed to make these reactions, Amy.
Right. He's absolutely correct. It can be really scary. You take CBD and you need to process it through to get it turned into a distillate. So in order to do that, you have to melt it down. You have to use acid as a reagent. And in some cases, we're hearing people are using battery acid. Then you have to neutralize it with an alkaline material, wash it. You know, there's a whole process that occurs and a manipulation that occurs chemically. And a lot of people are just turning to pretty basic but really caustic chemicals just to make this reaction occur. So he was absolutely right. The end product not only contains a drug that we just don't know a whole lot about, but it contains all sorts of other probably unintended additives to it just through that whole distillate process.
So what are you watching for here with Delta 8? What are you keeping an eye on?
We at the hygiene lab are tracking the Delta 8 cases. As we see them, we're just trying to monitor them and decide, you know, what do we do with them? As a laboratory, we're not even really sure. We can detect them. We can see them. It's a definite separation in our testing between Delta 8 and Delta 9. So when it's there, we know it. But we're just not entirely sure what to do with it. You know, from a public health standpoint, I feel like we should probably start collecting more information and just letting folks know. But then, you know, what do we do with that? We don't know. We don't know what the numbers mean. We don't know if it's there. Is it there because they took it, or is it there because it's a consequence of something else?
I wonder how much do your caseloads and your specimens translate to what is happening in communities, in Wisconsin communities around the state? Do you have any sense of that?
We have done a better job today than ever before of tracking more community level information from our data, because we understand, again, we're a little different than most crime labs or forensic labs because we are actually part of the public health lab. So our vision is more toward exactly what you said, looking at our data and trying to determine, are there community level actions that should occur or things that we should be watching for trends in different areas of the state. We do a lot with different groups within the Department of Health, the Wisconsin State Department of Health. They're called overdose fatality reviews. So those are throughout the state, different counties hold reviews of all their fatal overdoses. And we come in and talk to them about the drugs that we found, how common they are in their area, what are we seeing in trends and things like that. So we do try to go beyond just, you know, doing the testing in the lab, but also a lot of information and education and community level efforts.
And we saw drug overdoses surge across the country last year.
Yeah, it was, you know, even for us, it's sad to say, but we see them fairly often. But even over the last year, it's been tough. It's been, you know, we have a little bit of vicarious trauma here, I think, just looking at a lot of these cases, and we're reading the histories and seeing the impact on the families. It's been pretty devastating.
Amy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amy Miles, she is Director of Forensic Toxicology at the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene, as we've been looking at the impact of Delta 8. Ahead this hour, we discuss the global minimum corporate tax rate after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen voiced her support. How do you feel about nations coordinating on their corporate taxes? Do you support a 15% tax floor, if you will? Join in 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.